From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. New York authorities Monday said they are seeking a 28-year-old man in a bombing in the city that injured 29 people. Police and the FBI released a photo of Ahmed Khan Rahami. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen of Afghan origin. They say he's wanted for questioning in the explosion Saturday night in the Chelsea neighborhood. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio said in U.S. television interviews that the bombing is leaning more in the direction that it was a specific act of terror. A second bomb was recovered by police four blocks away from the original one and defused safely before being sent to the FBI in Virginia for forensic examination. Both bombs were pressure cookers filled with shrapnel and made with flip phones, among other items, according to the New York Times. A U.S. air raid has killed eight Afghan policemen in the country's south, according to officials Monday. It's the first apparent friendly fire incident since American forces were granted greater powers to strike at insurgents. The incident occurred on Sunday in the Tali area of Uruzgan province. That's where the Taliban recently attempted to overrun the city of Tarinkot in a major security breach. The NATO command center in Kabul confirmed U.S. warplanes had conducted an airstrike in the area. Saudi Arabia said Monday it had arrested 17 people from three cells linked to the Islamic State group, which planned to attack military and other facilities. The Interior Ministry said 16 men and one woman were in custody. They are mostly Saudis, but include one Yemeni, an Egyptian, and a Palestinian. They are the latest arrests connected with the Sunni extremist group in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that the ceasefire in Syria is holding and some aid is getting through, but the U.S. and Russian officials are meeting to see if it can continue. Secretary Kerry spoke to reporters in New York, and he says the basic ceasefire is holding but is fragile. He was speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. He added, humanitarian assistance is moving today to some eight different locations. He said they're waiting to get a full download from the team that's now meeting with the Russians in Geneva. The secretary's comments come as a UN Emergency Relief Coordinator says he is pained and disappointed that humanitarian aid convoys have yet to be allowed into the Syrian city of Aleppo. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
There was no official declaration of its fate by early Monday. But with deadly airstrikes on rebel positions in Aleppo Sunday and one by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday that killed dozens of Syrian soldiers, the pact appeared to be unraveling. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien reiterated the world body's demands that it be allowed unimpeded access to deliver supplies and evacuate those in need of critical medical attention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for blocking aid deliveries and said Russia must do more to put pressure on him. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the vote. Some analysts see this as a referendum on President Vladimir Putin's 2018 run for re-election. You can read more detail on the Russian elections at voanews.com. Police fired tear gas Monday at hundreds of opposition supporters rallying in Kinshasa to demand the departure of DR Congo's long-serving President Joseph Kabila. The police action came after dozens of youths shouting, "Kabila, get out," threw stones at police on an avenue in the heart of the city. Riot police used tear gas to disperse hundreds of people who were throwing stones as they tried to march towards parliament. A major state hospital in Zimbabwe has suspended routine surgery after running out of painkillers, according to local media Monday. President Robert Mugabe's government faces a cash shortage that has fueled recent street protests. Qatar plans to establish its own version of New York's Wall Street Financial District, according to a senior official Monday. It comes as the emirate seeks to cut its reliance on oil and gas. The head of the Qatar Financial Center said businesses, including his own, would relocate to the previously area of Doha in 2017. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.